Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses. Season 12, Episode 23.
This is Writing Excuses, Proposals, Pitches, and Queries.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
We're not that smart.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Mary.
I'm Dan.
I'm Howard.
And we're going to talk about proposals and pitches and queries. But we're actually going to talk about them in reversed order because we're going to go from short to long, which makes way more sense, I feel, for this podcast. But they aren't alliterative in the proper way when I wrote it, queries, pitches, and proposals. And so I've switched it around, and it's really annoying when the words do not obey and match their meaning to their proper alliterative state. Let's talk about queries. My students panic about queries, mm-hmm. probably rightly so, because here you have practiced writing a longer piece, whatever it is. It's going to be longer than the query, unless you're doing certain flash fiction. You spend all your time getting really good at this, and then you go on to the agent's website, and they say, send me a query letter, and you have no idea how to do that, or how to build one, or how to pitch your novel as a query. Like, this was really intimidating for me, and I never, during that era, got good at it.
So as we start into this, I just want to reassure short story readers that this is a novel problem.
Yep.
You do not need to describe your short story in your query letter, and in fact, you should not.
Nope, because it's short enough for them to just read. They don't want. In fact, I've heard short story editors say, please don't give me a pitch in your cover letter. We just write your name, and we will file it away attached to your story and...
So the problem, and the reason I'm flagging this early on, is that in both cases, you will see attach a query letter. Short story writers, the query letters we're talking about right now, the queries, these are not yours. Don't worry. All you have to do is put your name.
Mm-hmm. They want that for reference. They often will file the story separate from the cover letter and give the story a code name or something like that so that it is taking off people's names sometimes, not always.
Not always, but some places do.
All right. So how do we write a query letter? What is a query letter? Let's start with that. What do they mean when they want a query for a novel? Dan is just shaking his head and looking.
Because I never got good at this either. Really, what you're trying to do with a query letter is...
You're asking permission to send them your novel.
Yes,
but basically. There's more than that. Since this time, I've actually, now that I'm non-threatening to agents and editors, said, how can I teach this to my students? And so I've gotten better at it now that I don't need it anymore. A query is one page. Most of the editors and agents I talk to, and this is mostly an agent thing. Most editors don't want a query. The agents I've talked to all highly recommend get it shrunk to one page. This is because they just want to look through and see if it's the sort of thing that matches what they want. If you can just cohesively put together even one page. The other thing that they say about it is, and this is counter to what I learned way back when, is you're supposed to nowadays start with your best foot forward. I had heard originally that you start with a paragraph about you, and then a paragraph about your story, and then a get out. Now the query advice that I'm saying on all the websites and from all the query places like Query Shark and things like this are saying, lead with your best foot forward. Start immediately into your proposal and your pitch in one paragraph.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had always heard to keep the paragraph about yourself to the end.
Had you? Okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe that's why I was bad at it way back when.
Well, it makes sense because your book is going to be more interesting than you are.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole thing.
I mean, I said that comedically, but...
And nobody laughed.
It's not funny. It's true. The editor, true.
I know what it was. I could guess. Once upon a time, a novel query... led with your writing credentials because you would not sell a novel without short story credentials.
Yeah.
Now that you sell novels without short story credentials, you're less likely to have any credentials. And so move that to the bottom. In the old days, the fact that you had been published 3 times in Asimov's and, you know, this sort of thing was the most important thing about your novel pitch.
Mm-hmm. And when Brandon and I started trying to break in, it was long enough ago that we were still, you know, printing out the manuscripts and
Right, and we still had editors saying to us, go get published in short stories in order to sell a novel.
Which nobody says anymore.
No.
So, regardless, so query is one paragraph. Now, here's the thing. Joshua, my agent, when I talked to him about this, I said, what do you want for tone on these? And he said, don't let it sound like a movie trailer. Which I thought was really interesting, because your first instinct, I think, as a writer is to start with the movie trailer, with the rhetorical question. He hates rhetorical questions. Now, this is going to be an individual thing, but I think a lot of them are, what if you, this, they want you to lead into the story rather than treating them like, you know, an audience in a movie theater, treat them like an editor who wants you to lead with the actual concept, not the fluff before you get to the concept.
I have this sense that that form that you're talking about, the formula that I use for back cover copy would serve this well, which is character, conflict, setting, hook.
Yep.
Give me a person.
Exactly.
Tell me what problem they're having. Give me an idea of where this is happening, and then lay the hook. And that last piece, hook, I don't know what that's going to be. If there was a formula for hook, then this would be really easy.
And one of the things that is different about the query versus back cover copy is that in the query, you have to tell them the ending.
Yes, you do want to tell them the ending, which is, go into that. Why do editors want the ending?
Because they want to know that you're going to be able to stick the landing.
Yeah. And I would say this is more important for the proposal than the query. Sometimes you don't have to, you've only got maybe 2 paragraphs in the query to talk about this. But if you've got a great ending, go ahead and...
So let me update my formula. Character, conflict, setting, hook, conclusion.
Payoff. What I would say.
Yeah.
Now, you may be asking, how do I do that all? And this is going to lead us into pitches because When I've spoken to editors a lot about pitches, in fact, I've sat on now 4 or 5 panels at conventions that I have suggested me, editor and agent, doing American Idol for novel pitches so that we can, and we are much nicer.
Yes.
But oh, you need one rude one.
It forces the aspiring writer to come up and give a pitch, but it also gives them an opportunity to pitch to people who could actually buy that and things like this. And so I've done this a lot of times. And one of the things you have to realize is you can't get across your whole story, not in the query or the pitch. Proposal, you can. But that's, we'll get to that in a minute. Query and pitch, you want to pick one interesting aspect about the character. One interesting aspect about the conflict.
One character.
Yeah, one character.
That's one of the reasons I use that formula is that when a back cover copy is trying to tell me about 3 characters, I'm lost.
Right.
Especially since often all you need to do, you know, Brian McClellan's Promise of Blood, the detective character that we open with, all he needed to do to get me to buy that book was tell me the interesting thing about that character, and I'm in.
I will give you my pitch for Steelheart, because what actually taught me how to pitch was pitching to readers, which is not that different from pitching to editors, except you don't give them the ending. And so my query right now, if I were querying for Steelheart, would be, what if people started gaining superpowers just
randomly? Wait, did you just start with a rhetorical question?
I'm not done yet. Nope, nope, nope.
Okay.
What if people started gaining superpowers, but then only people, evil people, got them? That's, I think, a specific. And it has worked really, really well. Throughout this world, people start gaining superpowers and only evil people get them. If you want to get rid of the question.
Well, one of the problems with the question, the editors that I've talked to who hate the rhetorical questions, often the reason they hate them is because they're limiting. You know, have you ever wondered blah, blah?
Right.
No, I haven't. Therefore, I'm not interested in
your pitch. Right, right, right. And it's the, have you ever wondered what would happen if... Like,
no,
it just doesn't work.
So if you ask a rhetorical question that doesn't include your audience, then it doesn't work.
So people start getting superpowers. Only evil people get them. 10 years later, we live in a post-apocalyptic world run by supervillains. David Charleston is a guy, a teenager whose father was murdered by one of these, and he wants revenge. He's going to do it by joining a team of assassins who research superheroes, find their weakness, and then murder them. And that's my pitch to audiences. For an editor, I would have another paragraph or another sentence or two going into this turns into an exciting heist story where they must research Steelheart, the Emperor of Chicago, find his weakness, and then lure him into a trap where the Reckoners kill him. Right? That's like your ending thing. And that is my paragraph pitch. It doesn't go into David's character conflict. It doesn't go into the other characters in the group. It doesn't even go into the specifics of the plot because for that story, the hook is the concept. Evil people started getting superpowers. There are no heroes.
Yeah.
The way I would pitch that is by stealing from the first line of your book.
Right.
Now I've forgotten the character's name.
Yeah, I've seen
Charlie.
Steelheart Bleed.
Yeah.
Bleed.
You know,
David.
Charlie has, or David, David has seen the immortal hero Steelheart bleed. Or, you know, the immortal supervillain Steelheart bleed. That all by itself is kind of hookish. And then you've bought my time to tell me, you know, only supervillains or, you know, only evil people get the superpowers.
Well, and this is the difference between back cover copy and a query or a pitch. Is that with the pitch or the query, one of the things that you're trying to tell the editor is this is the kind of book it is, whereas the reader has a bunch of other clues to tell them what kind of book it is.
I'm really glad you brought this up because a good pitch or query will get across the tone, even if you have to state it explicitly. This is a teen heist novel. Where the end result is someone being assassinated, right? Yeah. They need to know that sort of information before they know if they want to look at it. Disney is probably not going to pick that up, right? Hyperion is not interested in assassinating people as a story hook. But the publishers of The Maze Runner, which is where I went, that's exactly what they want. They want things that are a little more, a little older.
Yeah, and this is actually one of the places where you really want to invert and tell, don't show.
That's true. Yeah.
Because you don't have a lot of space, just straight
tell. Well, and you got to remember, these agents and editors are reading so many of these that if they have to wade through your stylistic flourishes to get to the point, it's going to grate after a while.
Now, I will say that one of the best queries, or at least most successful queries I've ever seen, was written by our friend Bryce Moore, where he put the query, and I don't recommend this, but he put the query in the voice of the character, because the character voice was the thing that sold the story. And the query actually started with, I don't know how to write one of these things. They're stupid, right? Or something along those lines.
Wow,
really,
that's
risky.
Really risky.
Really risky. But he got more responses to that query and more requests for full manuscripts than he'd ever gotten before.
Yeah, well, and it's because he followed it up.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just that one line and then the rest was pedestrian, it wouldn't have worked the way it did.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's stop for our book of the week, which is Codename Verity.
So Codename Verity is an audiobook. I mean, it's a print book as well. This is one of the best audiobooks I've listened to. And it's a fantastic story. It's set in World War II. There are two narrators, and you get all of one narrator, and then you get all of the second narrator. So it's not going back and forth. And it's written in epistolary form. One of them is a, they're both women. Mm-hmm. One of them is a spy and the other is a pilot in World War II. And these are both historically based. And what you are reading in the first one, except that you're listening to it and that the narration is so good. It really feels like you are listening to her. The book opens and she has been captured by the Germans and you are reading her confession.
Wow.
And it goes from there and it's amazing. I have been told that you should also pick up the print book because there are some really cool typographic things that are going on in it. So this is the only audiobook that I finished and started listening to again.
And who was the author?
The author is Elizabeth Wien.
That sounds awesome. Let's get back to this because we also have proposals. What is the difference between a proposal versus a pitch?
A proposal, at least what I uh-huh. consider a proposal and how I use a proposal, that is when I am talking to an agent or an editor and saying, this is what I want to do.
Mm.
This is what this book is going to be about. This is how I want the series to work. This is where I want the series to go or the book to go so that we're on the same page with it. Now, that is a little different because I'm talking with agents and editors that I already work with.
Right. Usually, if you're selling on proposal, you are already established as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd say that the new writer version of this is sometimes they request an outline, sample chapters and an outline. We got this very often when we were trying to break in.
Or
a synopsis. Synopsis means longer. Now, when I have asked this question so I can teach my students about it, I get varying answers, which seems to me that there is no specific. A lot of people say 3 pages-ish is what they get to, 1 to 3 pages. Some goes like 3 to 5 pages. This is where you don't actually give them an outline. Don't do subheading A, subheading B, but do a 3-page synopsis of your story hitting the major characters, the major story points, and include the resolution.
And the twists.
And the twists. Yep. Usually you are not giving this without sample chapters.
Yeah.
So they can see a sample of your writing and then see if the story makes good on the promises in the sample chapters, which, by the way, should always be the first chapters.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're like, oh, it doesn't get to the interesting stuff until chapter, then your first several chapters need to be cut.
Yep.
And this is one of the things that I struggled with a lot was trying to figure out how to write the synopsis or the outline. And one of the things that helped significantly was when my editor explained to me that what the real purpose of it was for them was as a selling tool to go to the sales department.
Right.
So one of the things that you're trying to convey in this is the sense that the reader is going to have while they're reading it, which is why you want to make sure that you're including some of those twists, but you don't include all of them because it is shorter.
Right.
And and particularly if you've got something that's a really complicated thing. But even in my novels, which are pretty short and straightforward, I don't include every detail.
Now, for what I can do is I have I pitched to Random House 3 different stories last year to follow up Steelheart. And they're one-sheet pitches. So they're almost queries. They're a little bit longer than a query would be because they are really just you already know all the surrounding material, and so it's they're more in between a query and a proposal. I'll put those on the Patreon for one of the upcoming months as one of the Random Hat rewards, so that those who are listening who want to grab that, we'll put them on there so that people can read them. I want them behind the wall because they do spoil some things for books that are coming out. I don't want them just floating around on the internet anywhere. But we'll stick those on there so you can see. And I did 3 of these basically so that my editor and publisher could read them and then come back and say, this is what we think is the best follow-up to what you've been doing for us so far.
You know, I can also throw in the Glamorous Histories one because Shades of Milk and Honey is a straight-up query letter because I didn't have an agent when I wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the ones that come later in the series, of course, I'm pitching to them.
Yeah, we'll put that on as our July
perfect
reward for the Patreon Random Hat level. So if you wanted a chance to jump on the Patreon, because I think you can just jump on for a month and download all of that stuff, download most all the stuff we put up before, and then jump off. You can just jump on for that month.
You know, generally speaking, as we've talked about queries, you're working with someone who you may have met once, but you don't have a long relationship with, and you are trying to convince them that you have something that is going to be interesting to them and that you're going to be good to work with. With a proposal, they're probably already working with you, and what you are offering them is something that they believe they can sell. And that's, I mean, ultimately, all of these are going to somebody who is going to need to sell it. And that's one of the things that, as writers, we often forget, is that when we're pitching to editors, when we're pitching to agents, we are pitching to people who need to sell this to a larger audience.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to, you can double think yourself forever there.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, my editor at Random House sent me an email requesting, hey, can I get the updated one-sheet pitch to give to marketing and to the art department so they can start working on these things? I mean, that actually just happened to me.
I'm going to recommend that you guys go back and listen to an episode from with Michael Underwood where he was talking about how to hand sell your book, because a lot of the tools that we're talking about are things that you use when you're hand selling. It's a lot of the same things of how to make your story sound appealing and recognizing that you're going to shift it slightly depending on who you're pitching it to or who you're sending your proposal to.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time on that. I'm going to give you some homework. I want you to practice a verbal pitch, kind of like I did earlier. Hopefully you won't stumble through it as much as I did. But that's the point of this exercise is I want you to write it out. I want you to memorize it. And then I want you to practice it with 10 people. I'm going to force you to actually take a piece of paper and make a punch card for yourself to punch, to have the other people will punch and give their initials when you have done your 10 pitches to 10 different people.
Tell you what, I will generate a punch card that, that they can download on the website.
There you are.
Awesome.
Get your punch card taken care of with 10 people and give yourself a prize after you've done it, because I want you to get so smooth with this pitch that you are able to give it when you're very nervously approaching an editor, agent, or a reader if you're self-published, telling them what your book's about. This has been Writing Excuses. You're out of excuses. Now go write.
Writing Excuses is a Dragonsteel production, jointly hosted by Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Mary Robinette Kowal, and Howard Taylor. This episode was mastered by Alex Jackson.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.